I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. There are so many televised award shows these days, but BET knows how to wrangle the talent, and there are plenty of parties where you get the real scoop. We went to some, so did our entertainment guru, Allison Samuels, and we have got the news. Hey, Allison.
Hi.
So the BET Awards were this week. They taped, aired, and there were a whole bunch of this, that, and the others. Tell us about some of the highlights.
The highlight, I think, of the BET Awards, and like you said, the BET Awards are great because they have all the celebrities. It's not like other shows where you're sort of going, who is that? You sort of know who everyone is. But I think for the BET Awards this year, Al Green was the best person. I mean, he really just, you know, he made you realize, you know, there's nobody out there like him anymore.
It was fabulous.
It was amazing. And then Alicia Keys, when she brought, you know, TLC and En Vogue and those girls back on stage, it made me feel old, but nonetheless, they were really good, you know, and they sort of were singing the songs that, you know, you just remember when I think music, all generations say this, but when music was really good, you know, and who thought I'd say that about TLC, but I was like, oh, I miss TLC.
They did Waterfalls with Alicia Keys.
Right.
And it's poignant because of Lisa Left Eye Lopez having passed away.
Definitely. And SWV and En Vogue. It was just, I thought that was really good. I mean, where else could you see that but BET Awards?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I thought the staging was pretty amazing,
definitely,
too.
Definitely. So
Barack Obama was not at the awards ceremony. He was in the state doing a, you know, his presidential
right.
candidate thing.
Right.
But there was so much love for Obama. And I posted on our blog about this. Usually it's like God gets the most shout outs, but I think Obama actually did this time.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that unfold from your perspective?
It is amazing what he is able to do. And it's interesting, one aspect of entertainment journalism right now, a lot of those news magazines like Us and everything don't have the same popularity. So that's why they put Obama on the cover this past week. And it's so great for them. It's like people don't want to hear about Britney. They want to talk about Obama. And I think it just shows the shift, I think, in the news and what people are interested in. But no, I think he's brought so much excitement to everybody it's just like, okay, this is going to change the landscape, and I think everybody sort of realizes that.
Now let's talk parties.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a couple, but there were also ones with Usher and Jermaine Dupri. What did you go to, and did it live up to the hype?
Well, the main one, not so much what I went to, but the main one, Mr. Chow, which is the one that I regret that I didn't go to, which was Interscope Records gave when it had a party at Mr. Chow, and supposedly it was just the place to be, just, you know, with Lisa Ray, people getting really drunk, just really a lot of sort of little mishaps here and there. And it's like, it's always the party you don't go to where all the fun happens. That's the part
exactly.
that sort of makes me sort of upset about it. But next year I know which one to go to when I get that invite, I did last time. I won't turn that one down.
I'm not morally evolved enough not to laugh at people occasionally. So
this is what I'm saying.
That's always part of the big fun.
No,
you're like,
true.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is true.
Girl,
yeah.
she should not be wearing that.
I saw a lot of that, though.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
The whole
I saw poofy hot pants. They were kind of like a poof skirt, but done in a hot pants style.
So many regrettable.
Regrettable
just
fashion.
Unfortunate
decisions.
That it just sort of go, okay, all right. Just X. You know that X thing they have
yeah.
on Glamour?
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of that.
We saw that. Big girls in small dresses. I love the big girls.
God.
I'm a big girl, but you know, you can't get away with everything when you're a big girl.
You know, as they say, just because they make it in your size doesn't mean you should purchase it. That's very key.
Speaking of big girls, Jill Scott.
Yes.
Who works her curves fabulously and who actually has designed a big girl bra
mm-hmm.
for Ashley
mm-hmm.
Stewart. She got divorced from Lizelle, who of the song Lizelle in
yes,
E-flat,
yes,
which
yes.
is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But she's announced she's getting hitched again. Who's the lucky man?
He's a drummer in her band. They call him Little John, but it's not Little John. That Little John is.
Not that
know, yeah, thank God. But, I'm happy for her. I mean, you sort of wonder because the divorce just came last year, so you sort of wonder if she's not moving a little fast for that. But I think Jill is one of those people, and particularly in that industry, where it's really hard to be alone. You need that support. You need that constant companionship. And this guy's on the road with her all the time touring. So I think it's sort of an obvious thing for her to sort of do right now. But just in dealing with Jill over the years, I think she really performs better and has a better when she writes. She writes better when she's in love and in a relationship. And I think a lot of people are like that, but she really is like that. So I think for her, you know, this may be, you know, second marriage. She may have a third or fourth. But right now, she seems to be totally in love with him, announced the engagement on Sunday, was totally beaming, you know, as only Jill Scott can do, because she's really a pretty girl.
I really think she's
beautiful.
Amazing.
And she knows, like you said, she knows how to dress for her size. And I love that. You know, she always looks fabulous and she knows what looks good and what doesn't. But it'll be interesting to see how long this, you know, marriage and how the album will turn out. The next
God
album.
God bless them. God yes, bless
definitely.
Them both.
I'm very happy for her. Yes.
Yes. Halle Berry.
Yes.
Speaking of families mm-hmm. and, you know, issues like that, she won the Best Actress Award at the BET Awards this week. But a lot of people are asking, why aren't we seeing more of your baby?
Right.
She's got a right to a private life.
Right.
What do you think about, you know, the whole idea that she hasn't kind of shown off her bambino to the public?
It's so weird because we're in a day and time where you wonder, okay, did they not offer enough money? Because everybody does it. The going figure now for Angelina Jolie and her twins are like, you know, $15 million for pictures. So you sort of wonder, you know, like, why hasn't Halle done it? Have they not offered her? And I guess with African Americans, I'm not sure that they get the kind of money or the offers that white celebrities do. And I don't know if that's played a factor in it, or is she just a celebrity that decided, you know, I'm not going to pimp my child out. This is my kid. I'm not going to sell her to the highest bidder. I'm hoping it's that one. But I think that, that is how you get publicity now. And, you know, not that she needs it, but it does sort of fuel the fire for people being interested in you and you being, you know, sort of the talk of the town. So people actually want to go see your next film. So I don't know. It's sort of weird that we haven't seen the baby. And I look at, you know, Tori Spelling. I mean, at this point, they have the baby one day and they're on the cover the next day. It's amazing
gosh.
The way it works.
I agree. Now, Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday is looming, and there have been all these celebrations. Now,
right.
Supermodel Naomi Campbell, who I guess, according to court records, will hit anyone on the head with a cell phone, was supposed to be a presenter at this big concert, but mm-hmm. was removed from the list. Give us a quick sense of why.
Well, Mandela was a little upset that when she got arrested the last time, she had on a hat with the numbers, his prison cell number or his inmate number from prison. He was a little disturbed about that. But she didn't present, but she did attend an event last night. I think he was, you know, people were sort of worried about, you know, what it would look like if she was on stage. But she was there because they're very close, she and Mandela, so...
Close enough to get hit with a cell phone.
No,
anyway,
she wouldn't hit Mandela. So. that just wouldn't
he
happen.
He can still fight back.
Yeah.
All right, Allison, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Allison Samuels is an award-winning entertainment journalist for Newsweek magazine, and she joined us from our NPR studios in Culver City. Do not forget, you can watch our BET red carpet coverage on our blog, nprnewsandviews.org. We've got interviews with Nelly, Jill Scott, Deborah Lee, Holly Robinson, Pete, Ashanti, and many more.